Bartlesville head cross country coach David Ayers with us. Bruins, Lady Bruins getting set for regionals this weekend, Mohawk Park in Tulsa. And coach, before we get into regional preview and everything you expect out of everyone this weekend and what you guys need to do to advance onto the state, if you could just kind of recap last few weeks in cross country, who's been running well and what's been going on with everyone.
Yeah, we ran, we run pre-state, and then we ran a Claremore meet, and then we had conference last week over at Lee Lake, brought in 10 teams from our Frontier Conference. So it was a good race, really seeing some strong races from our senior boys, Dayton Austin, Morgan King, and Evan Gunter. They've really just kind of took that team on their shoulders and have been doing really well. And then on the girls' side, we've been continuing to see great races from Gentry Turner and Emily Lechuga, who are both sophomores, and some of our freshmen, Emma Perry and Lacey Jenkins and Kaylee Malcolm, have really grown up this season, and they're performing much older than their years. And so we're excited about regionals coming up, and I think the team's ready and in great shape, and they should be peaking at the right time.
How was it to have that meet at home?
Oh, it was great. It was great to the city was really helpful. We've been wanting to set it up at a different location, one that's more centrally located to Bartlesville. And we did the Bruin Mile the day before, had about 500 elementary kids running around, and so that was really great. So then we were able to keep a lot of the finish line and start line up for the next day and then bring those conference teams in. And it's a great location, running around that lake, and people driving by on Adams get to see cross-country a lot more than they would if we were over there at Cedar Park.
I mean, this isn't really your neck of the wood, but it's got to be good for the city, too, because I saw, boy, a dozen, 20 buses or so roll through town. Had a few people even ask me what was going on that day, so probably brought a few hundred people in from out of town here for the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And those schools bring fans and parents, and each of those buses stops off and eats, you know, at a fast food restaurant or a gas station before they leave. And those parents bringing dollars into our community. And also, you know, that's relatively a new recreation area with the Frisbee golf course going in. And they've really, the city's really poured a lot of money into that. And I know that they're going to have boats out there to rent. There's fishing. And so that's great. A lot of people don't know that that's out there. And it's such a great area and a great location for Bartlesville, and a really, especially people coming in, they get to see more of what Bartlesville has to offer.
What do you expect out of regionals this weekend? What do you need to do to get everyone qualified and moved on to the next round?
So right now, the top seven teams in our region will qualify for state. So we're right on the edge, and the boys and the girls. And I think that if both teams, you know, perform to their ability and do their best, and they should be peaking at the right time, that we'll get in. But again, it's going to take all seven runners, you know, running their best and pushing themselves and making sure that they don't let anyone pass them on the line, because it's going to be really close between us and a couple teams to qualify. But we should expect great races out of Dayton Austin on the boys' side. He's been our number one runner all year, and he'll probably be top 10 at regionals, and Gentry Turner as well. She's really improved from her freshman campaign, and she's really motivated to do well.
Taking a step back, obviously you're not done yet, but how do you feel like the regular season has gone as a whole? I know you've been at it for about 6 or 7 weeks now. You've still got a little bit to determine how you end up, but how do you feel like it's all kind of gone to this point?
Well, we've seen, we've had injuries this year, and so we really haven't been able to have our entire boys team out there, and this will be the first time that we've been able to do that. We had a transfer come in from Bahuska by the name of T. High Shabidi, and he's really helped bring to stabilize that number five spot. But we've also, our freshmen have grown up on the girls' side, and I think that we've progressed from the beginning of the season. I mean, that's all you can ask, is that we get better as the season goes along, and then about regionals and state rolls around, we should be running our fastest times, and we should have a team settled and be able to challenge for that one of those seven spots for state.
and the girls are young. It's something we've talked about before. How big is Saturday's meet experience-wise for them to get to compete in that first regional and get that one under their belt? Because I know that's a group that you think can really compete for some big aspirations here in a year or two.
Yeah, it's big for Quincy because she broke her foot last year at conference, so she didn't get to run regionals. So this will be her first regionals, and then hopefully her first state. Emily Lechuga, who's also a sophomore, got to run last year regionals, but she's probably running about a minute faster than she did last year. And then Letty Mull is our oldest person. Her and Rachel Landers are our oldest people. They're both juniors on the squad, and we got three freshmen who have never run a competitive 5K before this year. They've run in, you know, road races, but that's a little bit different to run cross country than a road race. And so they're kind of learning how to run a 5K, how to compete. And so this is going to be a great experience for them. And then, but on the boys' side, they're all experienced, and they've all been there before. So it's. And then we got some great eighth graders coming up on both sides. So it's great experience for them, you know, no matter how we do, and that's going to certainly pay forward.